I must take my leave of you here, Princess Maria. My men will accompany you to the Moscow Road.
Count, I cannot find the words to thank you.
Please, don't even try. Any officer.
I have fallen in love with Count Nikolai Rostov. Nothing will come of it. I shall speak of it to no one. But for the first and the last time in my life, I am in love.
Maria would make a perfect wife. Papa could pay his debts, Mama would be ecstatic. A match made in heaven. But what about dear, loyal, long-suffering Sonia?
War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy. Dramatized by Marcy Kahan and Mike Walker. Episode 8, Borodino.
The armies of France advance remorselessly upon Moscow. They have crossed the Niemen, defeated Russian forces at Austerlitz, driven us back through Smolensk. 500,000 men under the command of one man, Napoleon, who believes his will, his genius, will secure him the great prize. And Russia's hope lies not in the theories of generals, but in the heart of every Russian soldier. As the two armies move toward the village of Borodino, before the gates of Moscow, it becomes clear that this is not alone a clash of arms. Victory will not be decided by military might, but by morality, and the force of national destiny flowing through every man.
Well, it was always going to come to this in the end. We fight him before Moscow. Not for honor, not for gain, certainly not for glory, but for survival.
Easy, easy there, boy. Lieutenant Colonel, is this General Kutuzov's headquarters?
His Serene Highness, General Kutuzov. Yes, my friend, it is. You're waiting for him?
I'm not on his staff. I've just arrived.
Arrived? So have I. As for his Serene Highness, he's reviewing the troops, but he'll be back. Yes, he'll be back.
Then, if you've no objection, I'll wait with you.
None at all, my dear fellow. I'll have my orderly stable your horse. Leech up! This officer's horse to the stables.
Thank you. Not at all. I only hope he sees us.
They do say he'll talk to anyone. Better than it was with those Germans. Now with a real Russian in charge, things will be different.
I hope so, but...
Retreat! Retreat! That's all we did! Did you take part in the campaign?
I did. And I lost all that I hold dear during the retreat. Not just our estate, the home of my childhood, but my father, too. He died of grief.
You're from Smolensk? Ah, as I thought. Prince Bolkonski. Mm. I've heard of you, sir. I'm glad to make your acquaintance, even at such a time. Denisov, Lieutenant Colonel, at your service, better known as Vaska.
Glad to.
Yes. Yes, it was pretty bad in Smolensk. In fact, Prince, I visited your...
Denisov.
And met your sister just before she...
Yes, Vaska Denisov.
Oh, Denisov. You would like Vaska. He was my first ever real suitor. Not like Boris. Boris was a boy. But Denisov... was Denisov.
So long ago now. But really, no time at all.
If I can be of any service to you, Prince, at any time, then call on Denise.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Are you hoping for staff position?
Not I, Prince. The plan of campaign I wish to put to His Serene Highness. You see, French lines of supply are hopelessly overextended. I can't protect them. With a mobile force of 500 men living off the land, I can attack those lines again and again and cut off his supplies, disrupt his advance.
He's looking older than ever.
Kutuzov? Well, he's not a young man, that's for sure. But he is a Russian.
May I help you down, General?
Oh, yes, yes, you may, yes. Oh, very well, gentlemen, you can go to your duties. Your duties. Oh, thank you, young, Oh, Bolkonski, how do you do, my dear boy? It's good to see you.
And you, General.
Yes. Tell me, how is your father?
I received news of his death yesterday.
Ah. May the kingdom of heaven be his. I loved and respected him, and sympathize with you with all my heart. Come. Come, we'll have a talk.
Sir, Lieutenant Colonel Denisov, I wish to communicate a matter vital to the nation's survival.
Well, what is it? Speak.
Guerrilla warfare. Cut Bonaparte's communications and supplies, and the Grande Armée will what?
Oh, can it be done?
My word as a Russian officer.
My staff would advise against it. Unconventional. Risky.
Exactly, Your Highness.
All right, friend, stay here. We'll talk tomorrow. Now, Prince.
General?
Let's go in. Well, now, my boy. It is sad news indeed, these things that Bonaparte has brought us to. Eh? They advance. Oh, but give me time. Lord, give me enough time, and then we shall see. Now, my boy, I value your clear thinking. I want you with me.
I don't think I'm fit for the general staff anymore, sir. But it isn't just that. I've grown used to my regiment, to the officers and men. I think we like and trust each other. I should be sorry to leave them.
I'm sorry, too. I need you. No, but you're right. It's not here that men are needed. I've all the advisors I want. How would it be if the men served here and the advisors had to fight? Eh? 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 Oh, I remember you at Austerlitz, picking up the standard and running with it. Yes, yes, you should be at the front.
I hope I can do my duty.
Oh, you will, my boy. Just so long as we keep our heads.
Will we fight him at Borodino?
Oh, we shall if everybody wants to.
And you don't, Your Highness.
In this war, there is nothing stronger than patience and time. Give me those, and I will make the French eat their horses. I'll make them eat their boots. But my advisors, they listen with the wrong ears. They hear glory, attack, battle, outright victory. They don't hear the widows and orphans. Patience and time. Oh, but if everybody wants a battle and it can't be held, it must be fought. Now then, may God be with you, my boy. Go to your regiment.
On the contrary, my friend, the mayor of Moscow.
Society goes on just as if nothing were happening. Napoleon is getting closer with every hour that passes, and here, in Moscow, we worry about what language we use. It's only disaster is the same in any language.
Welcome, Miss Philpott. We don't often see you out in society.
Nor you, Rostopchin.
Yes, I have so much work, but I have ventured out to deny all these rumours that are going round.
I heard you've forbidden anyone to leave the city.
Yeah, there you are. Nobody leaves. The mayor says so. Well, absolute nonsense, my dear fellow. Come over here. But the truth of the matter is that, on the contrary, I'm quite happy for women and children to leave. Less panic and less gossip, eh?
So you think he will come?
He?
Napoleon.
The scoundrel will not enter Moscow. My life on it, Count.
Even so, the news...
The news is serious, I grant you. But if it comes to it, I will issue arms. Sabres, muskets, powder will all be available to the people of Moscow, and at a very reasonable price.
I wonder what I should do myself.
You can't.
Join the army, join government service. Wait. I laid out a game of patience this morning, and I decided that if it came out, I would...
Yes?
Well, I couldn't exactly decide what I would do.
What a fellow you are, Count. But you've raised a regiment, I hear.
Yes, my steward tells me that I will ruin myself. The equipment alone means selling a whole estate.
One must balance patriotism with prudence.
Oh, no, 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 not at all, Rostopchin. I told him, go ahead, sell it, sell them all. Somehow I don't know how to explain it, but the worse things become, the better I feel.
Well, don't go shouting that around. You know, I gave orders for defeatists and appeasers to be dragged to jail by their hair, if necessary.
Never that. I believe in Russia, in our destiny. I just need to find my part in it all.
Don't get overexcited, Count. Leave all that to those of us in government. We understand the bigger picture. I tell you what, why don't you have a look at the balloon?
What balloon?
Why, Lepik's great balloon. Well, not the one that will destroy the French, but a trial balloon. His Majesty the Tsar himself wrote to me. To me. As soon as Lepik is ready, gather a crew of reliable and intelligent men for the basket.
Beg your pardon?
But to ride in the basket.
Oh, when the balloon goes up.
Exactly. Believe me, Lepik could make all the difference. Now, you must excuse me. I think Count Vasily.
Bassoons. We're going to defeat the greatest commander of the age with balloons.
This is where it will be decided. The fate of France, the fate of Russia. 1,300 miles. But now, before Moscow, they must stand and fight. I have brought them to this moment. I have forced them into an unsound position, and I will bring them to their knees. Oh, Kutuzov has been too clever for himself. He thinks he has arranged his forces how he wishes, but his own generals have disobeyed him in their search for glory. They have left Moscow vulnerable. And I know that he who holds Moscow holds Russia. And I will have Moscow.
Excuse me. Can you tell me what's happening? Has the battle started?
No, sir. Not for a good while yet.
Who are all these men?
Well, there's soldiers, there's militia, there's peasants. Everyone's gathering. Bonaparte's got a finding fight in the old country, Your Honor.
I want to see what's happening at the front line.
Oh, then you'd best follow those lads.
Do you think there'll be a lot of casualties?
Oh, it's going to be hard fighting, believe me. And there's 100,000 of our lads up there at Borodino. And I can tell you, 20,000 won't be walking away. Now, you better go your way. We'll go ours.
Good luck to you, Sergeant.
How odd. They might be dead tomorrow or wounded, yet they seem quite happy.
Where did you get that top hat?
Thousands of them will face death or mutilation, and yet they're amazed by my wearing a white hat. So, I must get on. I want to be there before it starts. But how do you know when it starts?
Count Bezukhov. Goodness, what a remarkable hat.
Boris, you seem to pop up everywhere.
Like that chap talking to General Kutuzov. Your old friend Dolohov.
No, he's no friend of mine. How did he get here?
His sort wriggles in everywhere. He's been infiltrating the French lines. Whatever you think about his morals, he's brave enough.
And dangerous enough.
They've finished now. We should go over. The general wants to have a word.
Count Bezukhov.
Excuse me, Boris.
Oh, of course. Yes. I'll wait for you.
I'm very glad to meet you here, Count. God knows what will happen to us all tomorrow. I want to tell you, Count, that I regret those things that have come between us. I don't want you to have any ill feeling for me. I ask you to forgive me and shake my hand upon it.
Gladly. I gladly shake your hand, Dolores.
Can I interest you in a little soup, Prince Andre?
Thank you. That's good, Corporal. Make sure it's hot and that everyone gets enough.
Yeah.
Who knows when we meet again once the whole thing starts?
Yeah, very good, sir.
Carry on.
Well, then tomorrow it's going to be something immense, something terrible. I know it. And yet, is it an accident that these things come together at this time? The loss of my father. The loss of so much of our country. The loss of that girl who was so full of love, of something magical. I loved her. What a boy I was to believe in some ideal love that was supposed to keep her faithful for a whole year. To be killed, people. To be nothing. And yet to know that all this, these men, those birches, the mud, the fields, all of it will go on. The smell of bread baking, the sound of crows.
Andre! Andre!
Yeah? No. You should not be here. I don't want to see you. Not now. Not here.
Andre! They told me you'd be with your regiment.
Well, where else would I be today?
yes, of course. I'm here. That's to say, I've simply, you know... It interests me. I want to see a battle.
Yeah. And how do the Masonic brothers feel about that?
Well, you know...
And Moscow. How's Moscow? And what about my family?
Well, they're safe.
Well, since you are here, let us at least walk together a while.
Yes, let us. I was at headquarters. It seems there are two parties, Kutuzovs and Bennigsons.
Bennigsen wants the war extended. That extension almost trapped my father and Maria at Bald Hills. German generals. We still listen to their theories when it is their theories which have lost Europe to the French.
Yes. Will we win this battle, Andre?
Win? Lose? You know what I would do if I had the power? I would not take prisoners. The French have destroyed my home. They want to destroy my country. Everything that I am. Execute prisoners. They cannot be our friends. Very well, let them be our blood enemies.
Yes, of course. I agree.
Do you? Not to take prisoners. That would change the whole nature of war. It would make it less cruel. Yes. As it is, all we do is play at war, at honor, chivalry, and decency. If there was no decency in war, if the wounded and the captured were slaughtered, then we'd only go to war when it was going to victory or to certain death. Just as it is here today.
Yes.
War is the most horrible thing in life, Pierre. And we should never, ever play at it. Of late, my friend, it has become almost impossible for me to live. Human beings are not made to understand too much, nor to know too much. Well, it won't be for long, after all.
I'm sure.
It's getting late. And you're tired, old chap. And I certainly need to sleep.
No, really, I'm...
Yes, really. Now, kiss me, old man, and go.
Andre...
Go on, be off. And whether we meet again or not.
Good night.
sleep. Yes, I should sleep. But if this really is my last night on Earth...
No. And I was looking... This was last summer. Listen, Andre.
I am. You were gathering mushrooms.
But I didn't find any because I got lost right in the middle of the wood. I mean, it was so dark and brambly, and it was like Baba Yaga's hut was just through the trees, and there were these bees.
Bees? What bees were these?
Won't you be sensible, Andre? These bees.
Old.
Yes, I understand, Natasha. All of it. Your inner spiritual force, your openness of soul. That is what I love. And him. Anatole Karak. What did he see? What did he want? Your soul? He wanted a pretty, fresh, young girl. And yet somehow he is alive and happy and... Well, tomorrow we'll sort it all out. For us. For them. For peasants and generals, and for me.
My dear Countess Elaine, I do hope you don't mind me playing.
Of course not. I kept you waiting.
But a worthwhile wait.
My father was visiting.
And how is Count Vasili?
Helen, my dear child, a word with you. I have heard of certain projects concerning, well, religion.
Wonderful, wonderful. But my dear Countess, all this talk...
You're not going to criticise me too, are you, Believin?
I'm a diplomat. I never criticise. I suggest possible courses of action.
Very good. I shall tell them to bring us tea. So, diplomat, whilst my wandering Pierre blunders off to join the army, you may give me some advice. As a brother.
Please.
I have, as you and the rest of society are no doubt aware, an...
A friend, admirer.
An elderly merchant.
Alexander.
Exactly.
You are a great lady. You should have admirers.
He wants to marry me.
Ah. So this other rumour about you becoming a convert to Rome...
Is perfectly true. And given my husband's eccentric nature, a divorce sanctioned by His Holiness could be arranged.
And Count Bazukov's feelings?
Oh, he loves me. He'll do anything for me.
Even divorce you?
I have written him a letter.
Well, well. And his reply?
He hasn't seen it yet. He's away playing at being brave. Poor fool.
Playing, my dear Countess, no. I rather think the time for games is long past. What we are doing before the gates of Moscow is deadly serious.
Soldiers of France! This is the battle you have longed for. Victory will give us all we want. Supplies, comfortable quarters, and a speedy return home. Let our descendants recall our achievements with pride. Let it be said of each of you, he was in the great battle before Moscow!
Hurrah! Hurrah! Hurrah!
The whole of the military art consists of one thing, being stronger than the enemy at a given point. Well, soon we shall deal with Kutuzov and we shall see who is the stronger.
Good morning, Chris.
Major Timokhin. How are the men?
Oh, they're ready. I've never seen them like this before. My lads. They turned on the vodka ration. Said it's not time for that. This is serious.
They're right enough there, my friend. No more playing at war for us, eh?
Or for him over there.
What are they thinking about? Bonaparte, Cutting off the rest of them. Do they believe they make any difference? That if we were different men, different people, in the same place at the same time, that things wouldn't fall out just the same?
Well, I don't know about all that, Prince. The only difference I know is getting the French before they get me.
Bravo, Timothy. A practical soldier. Well, let's inspect the man.
The moment before battle. It has a peace, a stillness that never ceases to impress. Last night's fires are burning themselves out. The troops are assembling. And we have the sun, shining as it did at Austerlitz. It is an omen. The day will be ours. Listen. Nothing. Not even the birds. Nothing. It's as if they know. Beginning. Yes, the game has begun. Why are they not advancing?
Rap! Send messengers to Marshals Davout and Ney. They are to move forward and take and hold the crossroads and the village.
Very good, sire. Sire, Marshal Murat wants to know if he can move the old guard forward on the left.
No, he cannot! I will not commit the guard at this early point. We must push them back first. Tell Murat, I insist on that. Insist!
I'm sorry, can I get through here?
This is battle, not a nested prospect on a Sunday afternoon.
I'm trying to get to the front line.
Get out of our way! Go to the front! Get down!
Over here!
What are you doing here?
I don't know. Can I come with you?
You're curious, eh?
It's tolerable here. They're getting worse on the left flank.
Where's that?
I'll show you. Come up to the high ground. That's my battery, my gun.
Isn't that rather exposed?
Artillery needs a good field of fire. Do you want to see how it is up there? You'll probably be safer up there than you are here, wandering around like a lost sheep.
Yes, yes, of course I'll come to you. Have you helped that poor fellow?
It's not our job, Count.
There'll just be a little way. Now come along, hurry!
Just give me time.
Oh, Drobetskoy, what time is it?
Noon, General.
Our time passes. Such time. Huh? Such times.
General, sir, good news. We are holding in the center, and Marshal Murat has been captured.
Congratulations, sir.
Now, wait a little, gentlemen. There is nothing so extraordinary in the capture of Murat. It does not do to crow too soon.
Keep out of the way, sir. You must stand clear of the gunners.
Of course. I'm sorry. You're a bit of a walking target, sir. Aren't you scared?
Are you afraid?
If the shot comes down, it'll open up your guts just as much as mine.
I'm scared. Three places, lads! Right. Let's get a bath and another pasting.
Look. You see it going up? Up. Is that a cannonball?
It's a mortar. And it's coming down! Ah!
What are they doing?
He's cleaning and cooling the barrel of the wet swab. And they're putting in the fire of the charge.
and ramming it home. Then the cannonball goes in, and you see him pouring powder on the top of the breach. That's prime now.
We're getting the range.
Load your guns! Get low on ammunition, sir. We can't keep this rate of fire going much longer.
Where's the reserves? They're down back a bit, sir. I'll get them, but I'll need some help.
I can't spare it. I'll help, but this is no place for you, sir.
Incoming mortar!
Oh, my God!
God help me.
Don't leave me, please. Please. Don't go without me.
I'm going to get...
The French are at me. I'd get out of here if I were you, sir.
Give me the French.
Run, sir. Run. Run.
What do you think, Prince? Are they going to move us forward?
God knows. Maybe General Kutuzov knows. But I don't.
Well, it's damned odd. Being in the middle of a battle like this and seeing nothing, doing nothing.
That's something the civilians never really understand. They think it's all fighting from beginning to end. They don't realize that if it were, we'd go mad.
The men would rather be taking their chances in the fight. We must have lost close to 200 fellows already with cannon and mortar shell.
Richard!
What can we do, Major? We're all waiting.
Yes, sir.
Why don't we get started? The sooner we do, the sooner we finish. Get them to stand further apart, Tilly.
Spread out there, lads. Keep your distance and keep your eyes open. We'll be on the move soon enough.
And we'll serve those French from the last soup.
Another one coming in, sir.
Stand steady, boys.
Sir John, it's not going to...
Oh, careful, man. Don't go near it. Can this be done? No. People are looking. Set an example. Stand straight. No. This is wrong. I can't die. I love life.
Orderlies! Stretcher here! The prince is hit! Stretchers!
The grass, the earth, the air. I can smell the powder like rotten eggs. I can't be dying. No, it's impossible.
Pick him up, lads. Easy now.
If I get the stomach, he'll be done for. I felt it. The shrapnel, it parted my hair.
So it is. This one, let another go by. Lift.
No.
Right. Keep in step. You orderlies. Keep in step. Don't choke. You can't go see how bad it is.
We take the redoubt in the center. We push them back on the left flank, but they keep coming. And neither side sees victory. But for either, the slightest wrong move could mean defeat. And Kutuzov can call upon 10,000 more for each man that falls. Whereas I have only the old guard. Do I command them to march forward, or do I hold them back? Because if we lose, and if I have no old guard, then I am finished. And if I am finished, then France is finished. No. Let us pray that Kutuzov will listen to his advisers rather than to his own good sense.
Sir. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Dibretskoy?
Yes, sir. Sir, General Bennison begs an audience.
Oh.
I think you should see him.
Yes, very well. General, please.
I have my report, mein Feldmarschall.
Well, go on, General. A glass of wine?
I have no time for wine. All points of our position are in enemy hands. We have not enough men to dislodge them. I must have reinforcements now.
Nothing, sir. You know nothing. We have held him everywhere along the front. That is everything. That is what will in the end allow us to drive him from our homeland.
I am sorry, sir, but this I cannot see. And I do not believe my colleagues will see it either.
Thank you, Herr General. You may return to your unit.
What's this? Where are you taking that man?
It's our commander, sir. He's hurt bad.
All right, get him in fast.
On the table.
Looks like it's the gentry first and the next world.
No, not over there. Here on this table.
Oh. I'm not dead, then. Where am I? That smell. That stink.
Get his probes off. Let's have a look at it.
Flies. Meat. The stink of blood.
Bring that light over here, will you, Smirnoff?
Sir. Oh, God, please. Not my leg. Oh, God, it hurts. It hurts.
Someone I know. Someone.
Yeah, the abdomen's messed up. We'll need to clean it up a bit here. Is he unconscious?
I think so, sir.
Good. Right. That'll do for now. Try and rest, my friend. Try and sleep. What's next, Smirnoff?
Amputation, doctor. That one over there.
Not my leg. For God's sake, no!
Is he ready?
No. I know that voice. Can I talk?
Scrub down, strap down, sir.
Right. Saw.
No! No! No!
That's a scout, fella. Off in a second. Oh, my God! That's it. Take it away, Smirnoff.
Sir, show it to me. Please. Look, please.
I'm sorry, old chap. It had to go.
Who's next? The bones on table 5.
Why is he here? I know him, but why? From where? What? It's all right. Yes, the terror. The dark rock. I was looking for him, searching, searching. I wanted to kill him. And here we are, lying close enough to death. To smell it. Crying. Children. And all the rest of it. What does it matter now? Oh, God, have mercy on us all. God, have mercy on us
all. They say our fire is mowing them down in rows. But still they hold on. Well, they want more. Then let them have it.
What a fool I was to want to see this slaughter. How can they keep on? Why don't they stop?
Incoming mortar!
Why don't they stop? Why don't they stop?
Will you just listen to that silence?
Yeah. Beautiful.
Excuse me.
Huh?
Excuse me.
Who are you?
I was, with the militia, I got lost.
You Russian?
Yes, oh yes, yes. I'm as Russian as you are.
Oh.
Well, if you're hungry, you can share with us.
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't thought about it, but I'm starving. I've got a tinderbox.
Oh, hey, give it here. So where are you heading?
I don't know. Back to Moscow, I suppose.
You might find a French hot on your tail.
What's your name? Pyotr Kirillich.
Oh. Georgi Georgievich.
Pavel Mikhailovich.
It's been a long day. I'll be ready for that tea.
Give a Russian his tea. He'll be ready for the devil himself.
Oh, yeah.
To be a soldier. Just a soldier. To enter communal life completely. To be imbued by what makes them what they are. How cast off all the superfluous, devilish burden of my outer man. There was a time when I could have done it. I could have run away from my father, as I wanted to. Or I might have been sent to serve as a soldier after the duel with Dolohov. Not now. Not now.
Well, gentlemen, what is the opinion of my staff? How has the day fallen out?
There can be no question, sir. We simply cannot abandon the sacred and ancient capital of Russia without a struggle.
The sacred and ancient capital, eh? That is something a German might say, Count, but for a Russian, it has no meaning at all. Russia is no one place, one city, one town. Russia is all of them, and more. It is every Russian heart that beats. No. The safety of Russia depends on the army.
Then let us use the army to strike now. Tomorrow at dawn, whilst Bonaparte is still weak, shocked.
You forget our men, too, are weak and shocked. We have held him today, given him a body blow.
So strike again!
We haven't knocked him down. He thinks he's still as strong as ever, but our blow has sapped his strength, and with each day that goes by, he will become weaker.
But he will still take Moscow.
I tell you, Moscow is nothing. Let him take it. Let him hold the city in the palm of his hand, and then see what he's gained. Nothing. There. And winter is coming.
If you won't attack, at least let us stand. How will it seem if we run away with our tails between our legs?
It will seem, Count, as if we have a job to do.
You will not find a man on your staff who agrees with you, sir.
Yes, quite.
So, you all want glory at the cost of Russian lives. Very well.
Yes, sir.
I take it upon myself to order the army to retreat to a position beyond Moscow.
You cannot.
That give me time. And the French will eat their own horses.
You cannot let Moscow fall.
Yes?
Excuse me.
What do you want?
I've got an appointment to see the mayor.
Everybody's got one of those.
When I got home, I found this note from Captain Stopchin waiting for me.
Let me see. Oh, you're Count Bezukhov?
Yes. Now, please, let me through.
Come. Ah, well, the great warrior returns.
Hardly, Count Stopchin.
Oh, we've heard of your prowess. Also of your loss, Count.
Ah, yes. My dear friend, Andrei Bolkonsky.
But no, I meant your brother-in-law, Anatole Kurakin.
Yes, both of them. Both of them. May God have mercy.
Yes, of course. But we have more pressing matters to concern us. Sit, please, Bezukhov.
I'm happy as I am.
Ah, well, look here, my friend. It's my duty to ask you... Well, I've heard you're a mason. I know you're a mason.
I've never hidden the fact.
Now, you're not one of these masons that want to save mankind and ruin Russia.
I'm a mason.
Because I've heard, well, my informants have told me, that you have been seen with certain appeasers. You know that Speransky, the great Speransky, has been exiled.
What are you talking about? Who has done what?
Ah, that's for me to know and not for you to answer. The city is full of spies and appeasers and collaborators.
The city is on the edge of falling to Bonaparte.
There you are! That kind of talk will not do! I'm sorry.
We are facing public disaster. I simply haven't time to be polite or to check every fact. If you want my advice, Count, leave. Get away from here.
I don't know what I'll do. Maybe fate has a part for me to play.
Well, I have to deal with the situation here and now. There are mobs in the street and there's this very Sargin business.
That boy? The one who wrote those leaflets welcoming the French.
That traitor?
But it was all a mix-up. He's simple-minded. Surely he couldn't even read French.
Listen to them. The rabble, the scum have risen to the surface. This is what they've done to Russia. This is what they're doing to me. I was mayor of a great city. Now listen.
They're scared. Their whole life is falling apart, but you can't sacrifice them.
What do you know, Count? I know my city is falling apart. I see it happening in front of me. But I will not let it happen. There are traitors and terrorists at work undermining my authority, and they will be punished as they deserve.
No. It's Napoleon. It's the French. We mustn't turn on ourselves or nobody will be saved.
You're an unworldly fellow, I know, Count. Return to your studies. Go to your estates. Leave the world to those of us who understand affairs. By the way, is it true that your wife has taken to spending her time in the arms of the Jesuits?
Sir?
What is it?
There's people to see you.
No, I can't see anyone.
They don't know what to do. The servants, sir.
Is everyone leaving?
Most of your neighbours have gone already.
Then tell our people to go.
Right.
Ellen. I know that loving me as you do, Pierre, you would not want to stand in the way of my happiness. My dear friend, I have embraced the one true faith and hope soon to embrace the one true love of my life in marriage. A marriage of true hearts. My only request to you is that you put in train all the formalities necessary for a divorce as soon as possible. And so I pray God to have you in his holy and powerful keeping. Your friend, Hélène. Soldiers at the battery. Dolohov shaking my hand. Andre killed. Hélène. She's getting married. My wife is getting married. Again. Understand. I'm asleep. I'm so tired. Hélène.
Let us through here. We're the wounded men. Let us through.
Oh, excuse me, ma'am. You don't want to get run down.
Are they all wounded, sir?
They are.
Oh, must have been awful. Be better for them if they could rest somewhere.
Yes.
You could use this place.
I don't know. Whose is it?
Count Rostov. The family are leaving for the country.
How long will the rest of Moscow?
How long before he gets here?
God.
Miss Natasha.
There you are, Dunyasha Mamaya's looking for you.
I was talking to the officer, miss, about the wounded. If they could stay in the house.
Of course they must.
It's not really up to me, is it?
No, they must stay. Tell them to take the carts through into the yard. Please, you must let us help.
Very well, why not? Colin, leave the road!
You'd better tell your papa, miss.
Oh, what does it matter, Dunyasha? We can move into the drawing room. They can have the rest of the house.
But we must ask.
All right. We'll ask. I'll ask. Are you asleep?
No. What is it?
Mama, I'm sorry. I'll never do it again.
What are you talking about, girl?
The wounded. There are wounded soldiers. They want to rest here. Will you let them stay?
Mm.
I knew you would.
soldiers?
What soldiers?
Russian officers wounded in the battle.
What?
I knew you'd give permission. I'll go and tell them. Papa! Papa!
Oh, we've stayed too long. The club is shut. The police, even the police have gone. There's no law left in Moscow.
Papa, is it all right? I told some of the wounded they can rest here for a while.
We should be gone already. How's the packing going? Are the carts going to be enough for all our things? We can't leave them. We'll never see them again.
Sonia's in charge of that. Don't worry, Papa.
Don't worry. Napoleon is about to walk into our drawing room and you say don't worry.
Papa, you know what we must do. We must take the wounded with us.
Oh, there'll be no room, my dear. They're packing all of our things.
We don't need them. Don't worry, I'll see it with all. Mama, we're taking the wounded with us. Lydia, is it true?
Oh, my love, Natasha came and asked if we could take some of the wounded. Then I will only unload some of the carts.
Count, you are throwing your children's property away. It is the government's job to look after the wounded. Look at the Lapukins. They moved everything out days ago.
My dear, they're our lads, after all.
Oh, don't you wish. They are fools. Fools. And the poor children.
What on earth? I heard shouting.
It is nothing to do with you.
It's the wounded, isn't it? We are going to take them with us, aren't we, Mama?
Other people don't.
We can't not take them, Mama. It would be shameful.
Oh, do as you wish. I'm not stopping anyone.
The eggs are teaching the chicken.
I'll take charge. We'll do it at once. I'll go and see to it all. Leave it to me. I'll do it. There's room for another four here. Get rid of this and this and this. Oh, Natasha.
Wait. We can't throw everything off without a thought. It'll have to go back inside, and I'll have to put it off my list.
Well, try and be quicker, Sonia. Mm. This carpet is taking up far too much room. Get some of the men to carry it away.
We must keep at least one cart for ourselves.
What's in that trunk?
The count's books.
Leave it. Mitya will put it away. It's not wanted.
Please. Please, Natasha, for Mama's sake, slow down a bit.
Sonia, listen to the bells. He's coming. Napoleon. Any time now. He's coming.
A strange, beautiful, and majestic city. A majestic moment. And Tsar Alexander, where is he now? What is he thinking? I will inscribe words of justice and mercy on these monuments to barbarism. Yes, how that will scald Alexander's soul. I will teach them, and in time they will come, these Russians, to love me, to love their conqueror.
See? We did have room for all of them, Sonia.
But we had to leave almost everything behind us.
Never mind. We've done what was right, and now we are on our way.
I've never seen so many people. Such crowds.
Sonia, look. Over there, it's Pierre. He's dressed like a peasant. Bezukhov! I've got to see him, Sonia.
Natasha!
Yeah, this is wonderful. What are you doing? Why are you wearing those clothes?
Don't ask. Don't look anything.
Are you staying in Moscow?
Staying? No. Yes. In Moscow, I'm staying.
If I were a man, I'd stay with you. How splendid. Yes, I'd stay. I wouldn't run.
I must go, Natasha.
We heard you were at the battle.
I was. And there will be more fighting. Tomorrow. I don't know.
What is it? What's wrong, Count?
I don't know. Don't ask me. I... These are terrible times. Goodbye, Natasha. Goodbye.
How strange. To see him here. No. Sonia? Sonia!
Sonia!
Miss Sonia, please.
What is it, Dunyasha?
Come with me. Please. This way.
What on earth are you talking about, Dunyasha? Try and calm down.
Oh, you don't understand, Miss. Look here. Here, this car.
See, we know we're taking the wounded with us. The Count is a good man.
Look, Miss. Look at him.
Oh, my God. It's Andre.
They say he's dying, Miss.
Oh, Natasha.
In episode 8 of War and Peace, dramatized by Mike Walker, Simon Russell Beale played Pierre Betsukhov, Emily Mortimer, Natasha Rostov, and Gerard Murphy, Andrei Bolkonsky. Nikolai Rostov was Jonathan Furr, Countess Rostov, Nicola Paget, and Count Rostov, Sean Baker. James Simmons was Anatol Karagin, Chris Pavlo, Dolohov, Alison Pettit, Sonia, and Daniel Evans, Pietcha. Vaska Denisov was Christopher Scott, Boris Dubretskoy, David Brooks, Rostopchin, Stephen Thorne, Bilibin, David Bannerman, Timohin, Gerard McDermott, and Napoleon was played by John Rowe. Other parts were played by Gilly Mears, Antonia Fuebu, Chris Wright, and Ewan Meredith. The narrator, General Kutuzov, was played by Leo McKern. The music was by Neil Brand. Technical presentation was by Richard Beedsmore, Anne Bunting, and Colin Guthrie. The production assistant was Louise Grealish. The director was Owen O'Callaghan.